The Holy Gospel is written in the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, beginning with the 35th verse. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "It is not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I come down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws near to them. I will raise them up in the last day. And it is written from the prophets, 'They will be taught by God. Everyone who heard the Father and learned of him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except one who has come to God. Only he who has seen the Father. Verily true, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is a bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that have come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And I hope we'll see more come back as we go through. How many still go out to eat? Can you afford it and get out there once in a while? Have you done that? The normal thing when you go out to eat, they usually come, they'll ask for your drink order, and then they bring you something else and put it on the table. What is it? Bread. How about that? Anybody like bread? It said if you were a realtor and you wanted to sell a house, always have like what? Fresh bread. Now it's interesting, I think of candles, and I haven't seen it. Maybe somebody has, but you know, we have all those different fragrances, but I haven't found the candle that's fresh bread. Have you? I think that'd be kind of cool to have. So if anybody wants to be an entrepreneur and is making their candles or whatever, we need one of fresh bread smell. One, if you smell it, you go in, you kind of get hungry. You get a little hungry? It's interesting, restaurants learned the trick, didn't they? Some restaurants have made their profession, and the people keep coming back because of the bread. We think of Olive Garden. Anybody just had one breadstick? Nice and warm, they come out. I took somebody to Olive Garden, and she ordered a sauce so she could dip them in. And after a while, we could keep eating those breadsticks and we wouldn't be hungry anymore, would we? We had a place and it closed up in Boca Raton. I think we still have one in Boynton, and that's Red Lobster. And what do we like there? Yeah, hear that? The biscuits. We like the bread. In fact, it got so popular, you can go into Publix now, and you can buy Red Lobster biscuits and bake them. Bread. When we were bad as kids, we were told, you know, if you're real bad, you're going to go to jail. And when you go to jail, you're going to get what? Bread and water. Bread and water. It's interesting because in the days of Jesus, it was very common to understand the term of bread. One, they talked about the manna that God gave. Remember, they said, "We're hungry, we're out in the desert, we got nothing to eat." And God supplied them what? Bread. Each day they'd go and get fresh bread. If they tried to keep it, it would spoil. Fresh bread.
And we talked about it a little bit. We made a little fun. They got tired of the bread, didn't they? They had manna dumplings, manna biscuits, manna pancakes, souffle manna. And they got tired of it. And God also gave them, then later on, he gave them some meat, he gave them quail. But they had the understanding that that God had led them out of Egypt, and he fed them bread from heaven. And then, we not long ago had the feeding of 5,000 plus, however many number you want to put, but if you just left it at 5,000, that was pretty miraculous too, wasn't it? That Jesus could take common bread from a little boy's lunchbox and feed all these people. And there were 12 baskets left of leftovers. And he had tested his own disciples. How are we going to feed these 5,000? And then they were reminded by the baskets, there was enough baskets for each disciple to take home, couldn't he? The bread. And then he mentions in the life of his example is, I am the bread of heaven. And it's interesting because the Jewish leaders at the time were a little upset, weren't they? That's what got them. You know, it's funny. They didn't get upset about feeding the 5,000. And they didn't even really go to them and say, thank you for taking care of their need and why we were listening to you. But they started to mumble and grumble when it got to the point that he said, I am the bread from heaven. In our study, we're learning this past week and this morning, we learned grace alone. It's nothing we can do. It's all by who? God. It doesn't matter our station in life. It doesn't matter what we've done. Doesn't matter what he has to forgive us from. He supplied the way through his grace. And the grace is through his Son. And the Lord Jesus says, I am he. Come, feed upon me, and what will happen? You will no longer be hungry. Anybody ever been hungry once? Or you thought you were hungry? Or you're hungry now because we were talking about bread? He said you won't hunger anymore. So I want to look at different aspects of bread today and how it comes across in our life. I wonder, what good is bread? When I was a kid, I loved bread. I like Wonder Bread because Wonder Bread was nice and soft, and I could squish it and make it in a ball and eat the ball. Anybody else ever do that? Or just me? You can try it because I think it's still squeezable, but it might have more preservatives. I don't know. But it was bread. I like cheesecake bread. You ever had a cheesecake bread? It's dark brown, and it's got flavor, and you don't even need butter. But butter on it's still good, and still good when it's warm. We like all kinds of bread, don't we? English muffin, bagel, bread. It sustains life. And it's got preservatives in it and vitamins in it. And they say that it's got some stuff in it that affects your stomach and helps the probiotics feed upon it that some other things can't to keep you a good digestion. You like good digestion? It says it has fiber. Fiber makes you go to the bathroom. so you're not all bound up and bloated, so you can have fiber and bread that would nourish you as it goes. And you know one thing about the bread? Nearly every type of household had bread. From the poorest to the richest. Now, I went to a house and the person tried to impress us by having a bread plate. They took sliced bread and they put it on a plate. And we said, well, why don't you just leave it in the bag and pass the bag around? But as guests, they wanted you to know that it was honor, and they put it on a plate. But the poorest would have it, and the highest station would have bread. Bread represents the necessity of life. And when you get to the point in your Christian life, you understand that the bread of life, I need to be nourished spiritually by feeding on the bread. Good, you're getting it. Okay, you're getting it. I'm going to feed on the bread. It's going to nourish me, not just physically, but spiritually. Are you spiritually hungry today? Are you wanting to know more about God? Are you wanting to know that you're forgiven in your sins? Are you wanting to know that the bread of heaven has prepared a way that your hope is in Him and you be with Him in heaven? Absent body from the body, present with the Lord. Bread is needed to nourish our bodies and our lives. Matthew 6:11, in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, he says, Jesus teaches us to pray. He says, for our daily bread, give us this day our daily bread. Not weekly bread, yearly bread, but daily bread. A basic meal needed every day. And the Lord Jesus is trying to say, I'm the bread of heaven, feed on me every day. Bread represents God's word. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:3, people do not live by bread alone, rather by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. The Bible is our spiritual food. Were you in the Bible this week? Monday, did you open the Bible? Tuesday, did you open the Bible? Wednesday? Thursday? Daily, we should be feeding upon God's word to see what He has for us. And sometimes we just want to take a little thing. I'll just take a psalm for today, or a proverb for today, or one verse for today. You know, it's your diet, how you want to feed upon the Lord. But the bread of life is the word of God. Hebrews 6:5. And he tasted the good word of God. You ever taste the word of God and see that it was good? Psalm 119:103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. God has something for you today. Did you know that? He has something for you tomorrow. Has something throughout the week. It's there. You got to open it and you got to taste it and see that it's good. How many have bread in their house? Somebody didn't want to put their hand up. I don't know. I don't want them to know I got fat. Most have got bread. And most of you have the Word of God in your house. Not as common as it used to be. It used to be you'd see a Bible on people's, like, coffee table. Could be a family thing. But some people don't even have God's Word in their house anymore. But if you do, it needs to be open. And it needs to be open daily. It's a growing process spiritually. 1 Peter 2:2-3. Like newborn infants, you long for pure spiritual milk. Taste that the Lord is good. Peter got to it. I really would like to give you some meat. But you can't even eat meat. You're not ready. I have to give you milk. And my dad used to like drop cornbread in milk. So it's easier to eat. Are you eating on the Word? Are you feeding upon Him and see that it's good? You know, you open the Bible, and if you went into Leviticus and that, oh my goodness, all these different sacrifices. But if you went in the Bible and went into Ephesians, Philippians, you find that the Word is good. Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Taste and see that it's good. Bread also represents God's family and fellowship. When you come for the meal, you bring out the food, you bring out the bread. 1 Corinthians 10:16. It is the bread of life which breaks, not sharing in the body of Christ. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly as the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. Verse 46. They broke bread in their homes. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God, enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily. That's what the church did. They broke bread. Remember when Jesus had the resurrection, he was with the two gentlemen on the road to Emmaus, and they talked about all the things about this Lord and his crucifixion. And then when they broke bread, their eyes revealed who he was. We come and we'll be coming to a table and we'll be breaking bread amongst ourselves, and that will be the bread that we know came from heaven for our salvation. The act of communion, a reminder how much God loves you, the sacrifice Jesus made. It's interesting because now you can probably just get packets and make it, but actually when you made bread, you had to crush the wheat. You had to fire it in the oven to become bread. Our Lord and Savior had to be crushed for you and for me. Romans 10:9-10. If you declare the Lord with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth you profess the faith that you're saved. What is your need today? Is it physical? Emotional? Relationship? Spiritual? God has the answer. Feed upon him and his son. Give us this day our daily bread. Heavenly Father, we see the prayer to heaven, and sometimes we just pass it by. It's there to fulfill us, to take away the hunger that we might feed upon him. We thank you that he, as a willing son, came and gave his life for us. May we learn to continue to feed upon him. In Jesus' name, amen.